B-Pod Studios.
Everybody has a random curse that they that's attached to them. We want to know what yours is. Halloween week. Come clean, it's okay. The
music is creepy.
Love it.
Name the movie.
I don't know.
Is it Candyman?
Child's Play.
Oh.
Never saw it.
Allison.
Hi.
What's your curse?
I had a concert curse for like 7 years.
Concert curse.
Every time I would try to go see a concert, something would happen and I couldn't go.
Like something like what?
Well, like the first time I tried to go see the Foo Fighters, like in like 2011, I dislocated my elbow that day and spent the night in the emergency room.
Oh.
So I couldn't go. And then I would get sick every time I like had tickets to a concert and couldn't go. And the worst one was I couldn't go because of a work thing to a Chris Cornell concert, and I'd never seen him. And then a few months later, he committed suicide, and I could never see him.
That's you killed right. Chris Cornell?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn.
I don't think she understood my question. Hi, Danielle. What's your curse?
Hi. So my curse is I'm always losing and popping tires, whether it's my car or somebody else's car. No matter what car I get in, I'm losing tires.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you lose tire on from a car?
It's crazy. It'll be a perfectly clear day, and I bought a set of brand new tires, all four tires, and I'm driving. Two of my tires popped out of thin air.
Okay.
No potholes, nothing. Just stay.
Huh.
Then,
so like,
the next day, another
thin
tire
air?
Went.
I don't understand.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
And then, literally 3 days later, I'm driving with my girlfriend, and doesn't her tire pop when I'm in her car? And it became a repetitive thing, and it was always when I was there. So, it's a tire curse.
A tire curse.
Danielle?
Yes.
Don't be offended by my question.
Be nice.
How much do you weigh?
I'm actually 5 feet tall, about 130.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What? I'm just, I mean,
listen.
What? I'm the only person wondering.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Come on. All right, let's talk to Antonio. Go ahead. Antonio, what's your curse?
So a buddy of mine at work, you know, we order food, and we all know the good stuff shops in town, and there's about 10 of us. We get our food, and none of it's labeled. All of it's just like we have to open them up. Whose is whose? So one guy gets a cheeseburger sub. His food is always wrong. But this one tops it all. We got a cheeseburger sub for him. No meat inside. Just condiments. Just condiments inside there.
Red condiments and cheese?
Video, the guy lost his mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.